in addition to that. This is the time and place for hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of an administrative civil liability order for Evergreen Pulp, Inc. Order specifies a penalty payment to satisfy administrative civil liability complaint number R1-2009-0012, issued on January 27, 2009. The order was issued for violations of the effluent limitations contained in the Evergreen Pulp Incorporated National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Permit and Waste Discharge Requirements Order. This item is properly noticed. Sheet explaining procedures for this hearing is available at the handout table. Prosecuting Attorney Yvonne West from Office of Enforcement will be on the phone. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. You swear or affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter. This time we'll start with staff presentation.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and on behalf of acting as lead counsel, as you mentioned, for the prosecution is Yvonne West with the Office of Enforcement, State Water Resources Control Board. I have her on the line. I will now fiddle with the microphone to bring her on, and at your discretion, then she'll come on. Yvonne, Chairman Bob Anderson presiding.
Good morning, Chairman Anderson, members of the board. Thank you for allowing me to appear by phone today. I apologize for not being able to present this item in person. Can you hear me okay?
Pretty well. If you go slow and...
I'll try to speak up. The item before you, item number 6, is a proposed administrative civil liability order against Evergreen Pulp for effluent limit violations that occurred in the period of January 1st, 2008 through December 31st, 2008. The proposed order imposes the statutory mandated minimum penalties for the violations incurred during this period. Evergreen Pulp was provided notice and an opportunity to respond to the ACL complaint number R1-2009-12 and the proposed ACL order before you today, and has failed to submit any comment, testimony, or otherwise respond during the 30-day comment period that ended on March 4, 2009. Prosecution staff is asking the board to adopt the proposed ACL order against Evergreen based on the record before you, which includes the proposed order, the ACL complaint, the regional board files containing the monitoring report submitted by Evergreen for the period in question. And with that, I will answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Wright. Board member questions? Any staff comment from our staff? I do have speaker cards for the previous item that also indicated this item, but I see you didn't stand when I asked for the oath, so I'm going to assume you pass on this item. Okay, thank you. And is there, again, I'll ask if anyone is here from Evergreen. We do have... somebody here from Evergreen? Do you want to speak on this item? I don't have a speaker card for you, so I'm engaging you from here.
Mr. Chairman, I think the testimony may have to be sworn, and we need him to come to the podium and identify name and address.
And I'll just add, this is Samantha Olson, your advisory counsel. I do believe there was a requirement to submit evidence in advance of the hearing, so depending on what the gentleman is purporting to offer, let's just be real clear about what it is and who he's representing
right.
As well.
So I'll ask you to come forward. I'll ask you to swear or affirm when I read a statement to you. So if you will, please. And have you stand? Do you swear affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, if you would, have you seated and just give us your name and who you're representing.
Chair, my name is Richard Marks. I'm a past employee of Evergreen Pulp and past union president of the Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers, Local 49. You are about to try to render judgment against Evergreen Pulp for past violations for water quality discharge. And I just want to let you know that Evergreen Pulp owes workers at the pulp mill multiple thousands of dollars and is currently in arrears to medical charges of about $500,000 that's being incurred back to the workers. I've also have talked to the water board for the Humboldt Water Board, and they have money that they are owed Lee and Mann, and their legal counsel, against my recommendation that they went and go after Lee and Mann for past charges, they made a decision that it would be too costly for their counsel. And so I just wanted to let you know what you're looking against. There's no money out there. There's no ghosts. I've had plenty of lawyers for the association go after whatever monies the workers could go after. And we're talking, you know, they violated the Warren Act. They have violated federal law as far as supplying COBRA insurance to the workers. They also violated all sorts of pay that they owed workers, and also, like I said, past medical bills that are now being incurred by the workers and putting actual Humboldt County workers in bankruptcy and foreclosure of their homes. So I just wanted to address the reality of the situation. So when you make your decision, I'm hoping that you go after them. I hope you get the money. And I sure hope that, you know, we'll find some way that maybe if you're able to get some money, maybe we'll be able to chase them too.
Right. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marks. With that, any concluding staff comments?
No, I will turn it back to Yvonne. She may have some comments with regards to collection. Yes.
If I may ask, just before we do that, Mr. Corbett?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question because we're not acquainted too often with default hearings, whether the staff report and the evidence and record is sufficient to justify the prosecution, just as a question to the prosecuting attorney.
Sorry, someone's going to have to restate that question for me. It wasn't close enough to the microphone.
You've reviewed the staff and the materials presented as part of the public notice of this hearing?
Maybe
Yvonne, the question was whether you are completely familiar and have reviewed the terms and conditions of the complaint as I issued on January 27, 2009.
Yes, I am.
And are you, in your professional opinion, will render an opinion that that's sufficient for the prosecution that we're about to vote on? Proves each and every element, basically.
And Yvonne, are you satisfied that the complaint proves the allegations in the complaint?
Yeah, who is asking the question just for my own?
It was Board Member John Corbett.
Great. Thank you, Member Corbett. Yes, the complaint does contain the facts and the allegations to support the imposition of the liability.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Okay, with that, any other board comments? Entertain a motion.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you, Ms. West.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
At this point, the board will take a lunch hour break of an hour. We'll be back at 1:15, and the board will go into closed session.
Good job. If